Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon or evening. This is the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters Radio. I'm here with Jack Jodell and Wayne Johnson. And while we're going to talk about what's happened this week, what is most on our minds is what's on everybody's minds. And being a Floridian, I'm this is hard. This is a hard one, gentlemen.
It's hit us all very hard across this
country. We need some severe gun control. Let's just spit it out. We do. This is insane. This bullshit about, oh, I got to be free to have my own gun. That's insane. We don't need these damn guns. This is what happens. And all these people are dead needlessly because one jackass who should have never had one had a very way too powerful gun, and he just murdered them. That's absolute murder. That's all it is.
And what does it say, guys, that this guy was a security officer, and the FBI did check him out a couple of times, but he was in a security position that allowed him to be hired by the government? Something's really wrong there. It's like the cops would go wild, you know?
Yeah, I would see.
Something's got to happen where some form of the bureaucracy has to be hauled up and hauled over very quickly as far as these guys and women who get into the police force, get into security positions, who are armed. And as Jack said, gun control. That's a huge hashtag right now, gun control, that's going around. This is people, all you can tell on social media, on Twitter especially, people from all over the world are, of course,
The whole world thinks we're absolutely insane with our guns and the amount of murders we have with them. It's insanity. You know, I thought we would see a change after Sandy Hook, but no, not even the slaying, the absolute murder of a bunch of little innocent children could make us adopt some severe gun control rules. All the blockage that happened in Congress because of it, and all this Second Amendment talk bullshit, which is absolute bullshit. You know, everybody's got to have their own gun. What's it going to take? Is it going to take everybody in the country to have a family member be killed by guns before people finally start getting it through their heads?
You do know that there was a bill that was blocked in Congress. Not enough people, of course, would go for it, but Clinton was for it. And whenever I say Clinton anymore, I mean Hillary.
Yeah, right.
Right.
She was for it. Lots of most of the progressives were for it, except notably one. He didn't think that you should be able to hold the sellers responsible for any kind of crimes or murders that take place.
Well, but let's variate for just a minute here. When somebody runs over somebody with a car, do you sue the car company? There's a little bit of logic behind that. You know, this is a heated issue, and people are going to get pissed at me about that, but it's the truth.
The bill was written that way purposely because this bill is designed to stop the sale of assault and handguns.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I'm all for that.
And the only way they can see to do it is to threaten the industry itself. And without threatening the industry itself, it seems as if there's no way to go forward on it.
I'm sure there would have been a better way.
Well, that's exactly what Senator Sanders thinks. Perhaps he can come up with one, but you know what?
Yeah, I would invite him to do so. That's a good suggestion.
They haven't done it in 100 years.
No,
they
haven't
done it. And it really is about corporate America. That's, you know, Susan Wesley and
Corporate America is absolutely destroying this country. It's ruining the world. It's ruining our ecology. It's ruining everything. As long as they get their goddamn profits, that's all they care about. We're being ruled by and influenced by a bunch of narcissistic bastards. And you know what? It's enough of this bullshit. We've had enough of it. And it just infuriates me that 50 people are dead now because of some goofball was out there shooting people indiscriminately, and you know, there's no excuse for this shit.
No, that wasn't
Second Amendment rights. That's Second Amendment abuse.
It wasn't indiscriminate. This guy apparently he was with his father in Miami the weekend before, and he saw a couple of gay men who were kissing. Straight, and it really went to him. He really, you know, flipped out about it.
A homophobe as well. You know what?
Yeah.
You know. Why do these people get off on the idea that they can be judge and jury and just kill people as punishment? You know, who the hell? What gets into these guys' heads? It just makes you sick. You know.
Well, and it took place in what we call the I-4 corridor, which there's an interesting development there. The I-4 corridor, Orlando and over to Tampa, this used to be, and remember, George Zimmerman shot and killed a black boy there. It used to be what I call Grand Dragon Leisureville, a lot of retired Klansmen and that kind of thing. But because of the buildup of the tech industry and Disney, there's a lot of gay, it's gone blue. It's no longer red, which it was for a long time. That's why Alan Grayson does so well. It's gone very much blue, but there's a lot of leftover red. Now, mind you, this I don't know how this guy pulled Pulse, and this is a place I've actually been to. And by the way, Pulse is a nightclub that was put together by a young woman who raises a lot of money and does a lot of charity functions there. And the cover of the nightclub pays for a lot of it because she lost her brother to the AIDS epidemic in the bad old days when it began.
Right.
And so the ground there is sacred anyways, for one reason, too. The LGBT community, LGBT community. I always get that wrong, and I'm in the B column, guys. You know, this is my community. This is another used to say, both sides of the sheep, yes. Well, anyway, the point is that this young man picked this place out maybe because of that, because he was from just up the road here from me in Fort Pierce. So he drove 2.5 hours, Jack, to get up there with this load of debt.
That's insane.
He scoped it out, Jack.
How did he get in there with that gun? I can't figure it out, though. Because there's somebody at the door. I don't know.
If he came to the door, he could have already been starting the fire. In other words, the first victim could have been the bouncer.
Probable. We haven't really heard. We do know there was a hostage situation for a while. The police finally used one of their armored vehicles to break through the door and go in after it. But 50 people. How many people were killed? Does anybody remember at that concert venue in Paris?
Think it was that many. I think it was in the 20s or something, wasn't it?
Around
Christmas time, the concert in Paris that was in France.
Yes, it was in the 20s. Friends, I had musician friends, from where I'm playing here in Columbus, who were actually performing in Paris at that exact same time.
Oh, wow.
And I instantly texted them and, you know, Facebook kind of stuff and saying, hey, you guys all right? And I got fed back instantly. You know, thank God for Facebook and the world communication.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're okay. It wasn't us.
That's that's another thing. Today, Facebook is playing a very important part with its safe page. People are going over to that page to see where, you know, some of the folks that were in that club have already posted, I'm safe, I'm all right. And that page on Facebook has done a lot within these crises in the last 5 years. It's done a lot to help families. There are still people waiting. There's this one woman that I saw on our local news is up there. And there's one woman who's just beside herself because she knew her son was going to be there. She knows her son's spouse is in the hospital on an ICU. And she hasn't heard from her son, and they haven't identified all of the victims yet. They're still carrying bodies out of there. And this woman is beside herself in tears saying, why won't they go in and pull these people out and tell me where my son is? You know, it's just as tragic as hell. It's tragic. Mm-hmm. You know?
I know for one thing, to speak fairly for the cops, they also don't know if he had also brought in, like, the propane bombs with him to be set off and tripped.
Correct.
They had to make sure. You know, you just can't go rushing in, right? Because you don't know what booby trap this guy is also set up in there in the meantime.
Yeah, it's
true. Especially during that time frame, it was like 2 hours of a hostage, 2 or 3 hours of an actual hostage situation. You don't know what that guy was setting up at that time.
Right.
Where are they getting access to this stuff? That's my big question. I don't understand it. It's just insane.
Well, propane, anybody's got an outside cooking grill can get a tank of propane.
I can get propane for my
tank. Oh, I see. Okay, right. Yeah.
But yeah, where are they? And you know what? You can go, you know, Jack, you can go online and you can learn how to create, you know, plastique from, you know.
I've never had the pleasure.
I'm glad. I'm going to because I can tell you right now, Big Brother is watching. If you say, how do I make plastic explosives? They know you're looking and seeing how to make plastic explosives.
Right.
Now, whether or not they do anything about it,
well,
they have to
I've never even bothered because I have absolutely
no
desire.
I wouldn't either. Absolutely.
The only reason I know that is because I've read it in Tom Clancy novels, and I know he does meticulous.
I was going to say Tom Clancy nails stuff. So, but I'd also want to say, Glenn, that this AR-15 this guy was using, of course, when I was in the Navy, I trained on the M16, which is basically the same rifle. The only difference is it's got a switch where I can make it fully automatic on the military version, military 15. Mm-hmm. And the AR, which is the civilian.
They can buy kits.
Trust me, yes. That can be modified so quick to make it fully automatic. Thing is you really don't need it fully automatic. Even when you're out on patrol, there's really no man, only one man will ever go fully automatic in a firefight. Because, number one, you'll burn up those 30 shots in 3.2 seconds, and you have no control over it. I don't care if that gun is pointing at the ground. By the time it goes off, it's pointing straight up in the air. That's how much one bullet is coming out and kicking it up. There is no control over it. But I can sit there and go, I can squeeze and go ping, 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 right? And I can hit and target foreheads all night long without – And then once I pulled the trigger, I'm lining up on the next one, pulling the next trigger.
And then apparently he had illegal ammunition, these bullets that, like, I thought they got rid of the Teflon bullets.
The NRA said we need those. That's against our Second Amendment right to have those Teflon bullets.
The reason people that got wounded are almost all of them are in critical is because of the bullets he was using, they'd hit your arm and then spin up it and into the body.
Well, that's the M16 or the AR-15 bullet is a copper cased, and it's even the copper is hard enough because the lead's inside the copper for the weight. Then it can hit your femur, and the next thing you know, it's coming out of your chest. It can ricochet within the body. That's what it's designed to do. I hit somebody, and next thing you know, it's spinning around inside your body, tearing up every kind of internal organ you can.
Yeah, and everybody needs one of those, don't they?
But the Teflon one, that's so you can hopefully pierce Kevlar jackets.
Yeah, Yeah, I remember that.
They are the cop killer bullets, right? Which just adds that much more, penetration capabilities to that bullet already.
What is known about this guy other than
what
is known about this guy? Where is he from originally? What kind of work is he in?
He was born in New York and then moved down to he was married. He was he had complaints on him were abusing his wife, physically abusing his wife.
He's like the Zimmerman.
He's like Zimmerman.
A loser.
Okay.
Yep.
And the FBI had watched him for a while back in 2013 for having potential tendencies to go nut job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mass killing
He made pronouncements at work and he got turned in. And the FBI they interviewed him, but they couldn't link him to anything. He did meet some radical imam, but it never panned out. The FBI is going to be held accountable for this. I can see it.
Now I missed the news blurb today. Was this guy killed?
Yes.
He was. Well, he's out of the world now, so that's fine. But
leftovers on this is that the FBI and the special agent that's in charge who's been briefing the public, he's already realizing, you know, he's speaking from a stance of he's very open. He gives as much information as he can, but there's certain things he can't say. But he was very open that in 2013 and again in 2014, they had to interview him twice because of complaints about his Nazi-ness and his Islamic radical tendencies, if you will. There's one thing that's true about this. The guy, and here's another goodie. Did we already read Trump's tweet?
We talked about it beforehand, but go ahead and let's the audience know.
Go ahead. The listeners need to hear what kind of man Trump is, and also let all your friends know who may be considering voting for Trump.
What an absolute fool.
The thing is that Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Bernie Sanders all put out condolences and, care for the community first thing this morning. And all of them did it on Twitter and then released longer statements. But the only thing Donald Trump has released, and the first thing he released at around noontime today, was appreciate the congrats for being right on radical Islamic terrorism. I don't want congrats. I want toughness and vigilance. We must be smart! Exclamation point.
Narcissist.
He has obviously misinterpreted the whole situation. I'm not surprised.
No, he's a real show bag. He is.
A lot of people
have been responding to him, and I think it's kind of important to recognize him, like George Takei, who is a very outspoken member of the gay community and a beloved actor from Star Trek.
Yeah,
and
Sulu.
He said, once again, Donald, you have shown why you cannot lead us. 50 people are dead, and you bask in congratulations. I think he pretty well hit it on the head there.
Yeah, and Meghan McCain had a good statement, too.
Yeah, I just read that. I do like Meghan McCain. Well, I like your dad, too. I just don't agree with him. you're congratulating yourself because 50 people are dead this morning in a horrific tragedy? That's, kudos to Meghan McCain, but you can expect that kind of a comeback from here. And Donald has tweeted out three times today. He also, because Hillary released her first ad, a national ad, it's running on TV on the national stations now. Trump responded to that. Clinton made a false ad about me where I'm imitating a reporter groveling, all in capitals. after he changed his story. I would never mock the disabled, shame, which is bullshit. We all saw him do it.
Oh, yeah.
We all saw that, my God.
And then, about an hour and a half ago, he released a new tweet. You're not going to believe this one, guys.
All right, go ahead.
He claims that he heard that this guy, before he died, now, mind you, everybody who was found in there with life signs is in the hospital and unconscious.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But Donald says that one of them told somebody, and he heard, that the guy
mm-hmm.
was yelling, Allahu Akbar, you know?
Right,
Allahu
right.
Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before it, which is absolute bullshit. And
absolutely. Well, that guy lies so much, he doesn't even know the truth anymore. He's constantly lying all the time. You can't believe a damn thing he says.
No, you really can't. But
I thought George Bush was a liar. This guy takes the cake, though.
Oh my God.
He's
a liar.
He's off the chart, Jack. He is off the chart.
Way off the charts, yeah.
And there was a partial dump of its tax returns from a few years ago by Anonymous.
Okay.
And he apparently pays for a therapist that comes in to help him with his lying.
I'm not surprised.
You know,
well,
Anonymous.
That's interesting.
But I kind of believe it.
That's
interesting. But, I mean, everybody from, I mean, this guy is even, I wonder if he'll diss the Pope for his good, you know, his well wishes for everybody's, you know, recovery from this. It's
no,
just.
He's already picked on the Pope. This guy, not on this issue, but he will, invariably.
And the thing is, the point of these really needs to be made here. This guy wasn't so much as an Islamic terrorist as he was a homophobic hater.
Yep.
A homophobic hater. That was all.
Yeah, just like George Zimmerman. Same
yeah,
customer,
exactly.
Same mold.
That is what the president said. He said,
yep.
It is domestic terror, but what it really is a horrific hate crime. And that's what it is.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know. And who appoints guys like that? What makes these guys think that they're appointed by God or Allah or whoever the hell they're appointed by to go out and be the judge, jury, warden, and executioner of things that they don't approve of? Who the hell gives them the right to do
that? The word for today, boys and girls, is narcissist. Can you say narcissist?
Narcissist.
I think
you could. Yeah, right. I just call them murderer.
Well,
yeah.
They're just, yes. People are fooling themselves. They actually... Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, it really is. It's completely a hate crime. And that the community, I it's so terrible. Orlando had a hugely bad weekend. There was a young singer from The Voice, a winner from The Voice.
Yes, again.
Who was, she did a concert. She came out in front as people were leaving to help Hawker Goods, you know, the CDs and T-shirts. She was signing autographs, and some guy walked up and shot her dead.
Yeah. Now, was this kind of a stalker aspect? Is that like,
yeah,
if I can't have her, nobody can?
Did she die?
Yeah.
Yes, killed her.
And
the singer's brother tackled the guy, tried to restrain him, and the guy ended up self-inflicting and killing himself with the same gun.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely
again,
insane. You know, there is no... This isn't a Second Amendment.
Mentally incapable people getting guns.
This is not a Second Amendment issue by any stretch of the imagination, and anybody who tries to turn it into that is absolutely insane and dangerous. That's insanity. This is not Second Amendment related. This is bullshit.
Yes. Jack, you and I were talking right before we went on, and I said, when we as this nation allowed a mentally unstable child whose mother bought the gun for him to go in And first off, he killed his mother with that same rifle. Again, it's another assault rifle, an AR-15.
Yeah.
Right, 30-round clips minimum, right? The two of them, you got 60 shots.
Yep.
Going into a kindergarten elementary school and shooting all those kids. And if we as a nation did not ban these assault rifles at that time, we as a nation have lost our heart and soul.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll
I think
say
we
that.
Have.
And I'm right. Right. So.
And these extremists that want to defend it using the Second Amendment, that is such a perversion of what's real. It's just, it's absolutely not only shocking,
line,
it's absolutely thoroughly disgusting.
I don't want to lose my sales margins for not being able to sell this particular product line.
How utterly ridiculous!
It's corporate blood. It's our blood on the corporate hands.
Now it's
and
time for
okay
us to just.
That, it's,
time for us
to
get rid of these corporations that are completely destroying this country with their perverted sense of profit before everything. Profit before decency, profit before community, profit before environment. There's something radically wrong with this country that we allow this shit.
How about plain old socialist conscious as a civilization?
Well, there's something that we can do here on the radio for anyone who's listening in the Florida area. Because all across the state, they need blood. They need it.
Yes.
That way. So locally here, and I know we've got some of the same listeners as Aaron Martifeo with Brian Stetton and Progress Towards Democracy, and also Rick Spezak's PNN, Progressive News Network that comes on after us. There's a blood drive going on here in West Palm Beach. It's over at St. Mary's. Down in Fort Lauderdale, it's 5443 North Federal Highway. There's a location that's been open. And they're going to be there with a blood truck to take blood. And all of it will be dedicated to going to Orlando. You should see the local news has been on here, and you should see the lines of people.
They're a block long or something, aren't they?
One is a mile long. Yeah.
A mile
there
long.
There you go. See,
well,
that's
a wonderful response.
True, that is true citizenship.
Yeah, that is. I agree. Very good point, Wayne. Very good point. Yep.
Yeah, I'm thinking that not everybody in that line is gay. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
well,
right,
that's a good point, too. Right. Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
There's a lot of people. There are a lot of people. And the other thing we should remember here, too, is that the I know the community in Orlando, the Muslim community has banded together to try and do the blood drives and to help, and they've spoken
out
brutality. Yeah. And there have been imams that have been interviewed today on CNN and MSNBC who condemn this. And the thing is that this guy called in to 911 when he was holding the hostages in the club, and he called it in and he said he was doing this because he was a member of ISIS, or ISIL, Daesh. I forget the Islam. Most of the Islamic nation calls them something else that means absolutely not part of us, and they hate the name.
But I was going to say, there's an imam who came on right after the shooting very early this morning, and he basically point blank said, we will all pull together, Jews, Muslims, Christians, Hindus, whatever. We are all American citizens. This was a tragedy, and you know, although
it's kind of like the same sentiment that attended Muhammad Ali's funeral in Louisville.
Exactly.
It was the same weekend.
People of every faith honoring that man who took a Muslim name and changed it to a Muslim faith. And honored him worldwide.
Yeah. Do you know that, and I forget his name, that crazy rabbi who's an elder now, He's a senior rabbi, and I believe he's a member of a certain sect, but he was a great friend of Ali's. And he basically in his eulogy to Ali, he said that, you know, no matter if you're a Muslim or a Jew or who you are in this world, we're all one. And we need to, what he said was, we need to build bridges, not build walls to one another.
Right.
Good statement. It was a direct slump, you know, over to Trump and say, you know, this guy's an asshole. But, yeah, that came up at the Ali. I liked what Ali said. He said that being of service was the rent you paid for the time you live on Earth. I thought that was an excellent line. I forget
yes.
who said it.
Yeah.
Who re-said it, but it was one of Ali's lines. The guy was fantastic. He really was.
I didn't understand him quite a bit in the 60s. I was quite a bit younger then, but now I revere the guy. I think he's just an amazing man, and he's a role model for many, many, many people and a good example, you know. Mm-hmm. He was a great guy.
Go ahead, Glenn.
No, go ahead, Glenn.
Okay, I was going to say, one of the things I like to bring up, too, when I'm talking with people, and I hear them talking about, well, it says, you know, damn Muslims and all that. Look, being a Freemason, we accept all God of Abraham, Jewish, Christian, I don't care what denomination, and Muslims, and even Hindus.
Yeah,
But the three that I really want to bring out is, I have sat next to, in the National Freemasons for the state of Maryland, the Grand Lodge. Grand Lodge is what I'm looking for, right? In there,
yeah.
Side by side with Jewish, Muslims, Blacks, and Christians of every denomination. We are a fraternity of a brotherhood of men, and we accept all as good men.
No, that's good for the boys.
That's the point I say about Freemasonry. That's
very
what
good.
I like about Freemasonry.
I've always liked the Freemasons because I studied so much of it. You know, I love secret society stuff. And I've always loved Freemasons. I've known quite a few. My postman is a 33rd degree Freemason. He's a nice guy.
Uh-huh.
But the day of the boys' clubs ought to get, you know, what is it they call it? The Shriners that call their sorority daughters of
they're referred to as peripheral degrees of Freemasonry. Freemasonry is dealing with the first three degrees. Scottish Rite is the only one that's truly a 32nd degree.
Yeah.
But you have the Shriners. And they have an equivalent. Basically, it's the same equivalent. There's the York Rite, like in York, England. And there's Tall Cedars of Lebanon. Each one of these has their own philanthropic. And then, of course, the last one that I can think of is the Grotto, which is Italian for cave. I have never met one of those, but I know there are some of those.
And I've heard of that, too. But I'm talking about the sororities. I mean, the Shriners and the Daughters of Isis, I believe, like the name of my business and what we've been for so many years. What is the sorority, or is there a sorority name for the wives and companions of
the
Freemasons?
Well, there is a women's called Eastern Star.
That's it, Eastern Star.
Eastern Star,
that's right.
Right. Yes, right.
Yeah.
Right. And, of course, it's, you know, what it is, and their symbol is, it's like, you know, the traditional American star. It's got the 5 points, but it's upside down. In other words, the fifth point is pointing down. And, of course, oh, my God, this, you know, the Pentagon, you know, devil worshiping and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, I see, yeah.
You know, it's like,
no. Gentlemen, now you're traveling in my neighborhood, and I can give you symbolism on that. And the symbolism has nothing to do with the devil or evil or anything.
No, of course not. Thank you. Thank you, Gwen.
It's basically about, it's about the four elements in ether, which is what we are, actually. If you
right.
think of
yeah.
the human body, you are made up of the four elements and spirit through ether.
Right.
You know, Descartes, in my opinion, was very flawed. He said, I think, therefore I am. And I disagree with that. I think we are in inspired to think, and therefore we are. There's a big
right.
difference.
Yep.
You know, there's, we've got a poster in the, excuse me, that's why
yeah.
I, yeah, in the chat room. But the really interesting point about what happened today and Islam is that, and I know you're seeing this happen, the incredible polarization that is going on throughout this election, and it's not just here, it's throughout the whole world. These polarizations
yeah.
politically, socially, they're happening everywhere. In fact, even in places like Russia, where Putin is such a master and tyrant over so much,
right.
He's facing his own rebellions over there with the real money, which is basically, you know, the Russian mobsters and stuff. That's black,
right.
black
right.
oil money in Russia that runs a lot of the country, and is a lot of Putin's. If I'm just suggesting that's a lot of Putin's power there. But even in China, there's a lot of polarity going on and frustration more than there ever has been, because China has had to step to the advances of technology and industry just to maintain its dominion over its people. But at the same time, they've had to give their people so many different freedoms to actually give them what they need as far as labor goes. And, you know, it's just the way it is. And so now there's great polarity in that country with people, especially younger people, saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is bullshit. We're not good with this. And
yeah.
right.
just like you saw with so many millennials with Bernie this year, you know, people are especially younger people, are like, really fed up, and people who are suffering in the middle class. I'm not putting any of
oh,
us
yeah.
really.
I have a friend in the Netherlands who complains about the politicians there not listening to the people. I mean, it's almost universal.
Oh,
yeah.
And listen, Iceland, they provided
yeah.
this absolutely wonderful template for us by putting their politicians and bankers in jail, right? They went
yeah,
in
yeah.
and they elected their progressives and all of that, and they just caught them doing it and had to sink many of them into jail. So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, there are corrupting influences out there, and they're pervasive. Let's put it
oh,
that way.
Hey, Jack, right here, we had Strickland, right now for the Senate, we have Strickland, who had been the governor, a Democratic governor here in Ohio, and it was during the when the Bush and Cheney destroyed the whole economy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Porter, who is being funded by the Koch brothers. Porter's
yeah.
platform is he wants to privatize all of Social Security, which
yeah.
is the platform of the Koch brothers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And, of course, they're bringing up, oh, man, Strickland lost 70 million jobs and did nothing here in Ohio. No, it was in D.C. when Bush and Cheney and all their policies destroyed the economy. He happened
right.
to be governor at the time. But this is the shit that's being smeared by the
oh,
Koch
yeah.
brothers being funded.
Let's
well,
talk
right
about
now,
the Koch brothers for just a moment.
Right
my
now,
latest
Koch,
post, my latest post deals with the Koch brothers and how evil and how deceitful and how sneaky and big liars they are and how crazy they are. They are
yeah.
hell-bent on privatizing everything, getting rid of welfare, getting rid of Medicare, getting rid of Social Security. They want everything to be ruled by them. They're billionaires.
Right.
They have inherited money, and so they're going to dictate to the world everything's got to be their way. They and Donald Trump can all go to hell.
Well, didn't the Koch brothers' father actually really make his money supplying the oil, converting coal into oil for Hitler.
Yeah, they are German.
They are
right,
part
and
of
he's
the German
also
Nazis.
He's also a card-carrying member of the John Birch Society.
Yes, right. He funded the John Birch Society.
An interesting thing, gentlemen, is that the Koch brothers have been on television lately. I don't know if you've seen him. The older, the younger one, who's older than God, has been on the television lately, besmirching Trump and saying, you know, Hillary would make a better, which is real scary. I wish
I think David, he's the one that ran for vice president in 1980 on the Libertarian ticket. And that, I had a six-part expose of the Libertarian Party's crazy, crazy platform from 1980, and they still believe the same stuff. Those guys are nuts.
And they're touting, he is supporting the Libertarian candidate. I think that came out Friday. But it's very interesting that Trump is, I don't think he's able to raise 2 cents right now.
That's just it, the big money donors of the traditional Republican Party in the past aren't kicking in the money towards Trump.
Right.
Trump's saying he's paid like umpteen, you know, basically he's going to come up with $500 million, I said it with a B, to fund his presidential campaign, and he's getting no out other funds other than what
and
he
And the
is.
Last thing he wants to do is spend his own money, and he claims to have $10 billion. I don't buy it.
He
I think he's overstating
that.
His wealth. He might be a billionaire. I don't know. Well, he probably is, but who cares?
No. Wait a minute. Chris Hayes, MSNBC, All In with Chris Hayes on Friday evening. He had that billionaire, the opposite of Trump, you know, the young guy that's, he's not that young. He's in like his 40s. I can't remember his name, Mark something.
The guy that started Facebook?
No, not Zuckerberg. This guy is a real billionaire, like Zuckerberg, but a real billionaire, and he used to be good friends with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that he was real honest with Chris Hayes, and he said, no, Donald's got a lot of money. But it's nowhere. He said it's more like $160 million, you know.
Yeah, right.
And most of that is a Cuban. Is that who it was? Anyways, Mark Cuban? I don't know. But anyways, he's saying that it's more like $165 million, which makes sense.
Sure.
Because of what I just know about him locally. And by the way, locally, here in South Florida, and I'm right across the canal from Mar-a-Lago. I got to tell you, it's everybody knows what kind of a chiseler Donald Trump is and how many companies he's run to ruin by not paying his bills and making them go after him.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He's had many lawsuits brought against him over the last few years. Last several decades, he's been sued many times by a huge number of people, and it's all involving him not paying labor, not paying bills. No, the guy's an absolute crook.
Have you noticed how much of this election is going to hinge on the efficacy of the candidates?
Yeah.
It really is.
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to say that it's the real ethics they're holding, but it's the ethics that they've demonstrated throughout their life. If you take a look at Hillary, you can slam all kinds of crap at her from, you know, a lot of it's GOP shit that's been rolled around.
A lot of it's quote-unquote Trump-up stuff.
Yeah, but if you take a look at what she's accomplished, where she's been, who she's been with.
Oh, absolutely. And she's done a lot of good things. Good work on behalf of young children and stuff. I mean, Trump can't hold a candle to her.
Well, and this is something that's going on out there. They're going to, and I think Hillary's pretty damn smart. She's going to be making the comparison. She's also, I mean, saw her last week on the week before on Thursday at the end of the week before when she came out in L.A. and she did that speech. That's why she won California.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That was a great speech. That was
oh,
really
yeah.
a good speech.
Oh, my God.
I love
and here's
that.
Here's Trump just tweeting crooked Hillary and all that bullshit. You know.
Right.
If there's a crook in this race, it's Donald Trump.
She's going to wipe the floor with him. And here's the thing. I saw a post by Ronald today, our good friend, the author and professor at FAU, Mr. Feynman. And
yes.
he posted a piece today about Donald, the Lord of Lies, and out of the New York Times.
I like Professor Ron.
Yeah,
and,
that's good.
Well, it was a New York Times piece, but the conversation beneath it was this one woman said, I think that Donald will opt out. He won't debate Hillary. He's, you know, too chicken. And I said,
well, he
is
a coward. There's no
to
doubt.
Do that? Oh, yeah, but is he allowed to do that?
He can dish it out, but he can't take it. That's a typical bully.
But is he
I guess you don't have to accept to debate somebody. You can't force.
That's like handing a mandate to Hillary if he does that.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I don't think he can. I don't think he can chicken out on a debate. He'll bluster his way through, and he'll try and bullshit his way around and try and intimidate. He practices winning through intimidation, but you can't do that forever. And eventually, you get called on the carpet. And when he does, he can't run away from it. And that's what he's afraid of.
And do you think then that as it was posted, I thought that was interesting, and I haven't seen what's been reposted about that, whether or not it can happen. But do you think that he can get away with opting out of debating her?
I don't think so. I think public opinion. I think he would lose massive amount of support. What little support he has, he would lose massive amount by chickening out on a presidential debate.
And how about the friggin' Republicans who are now posting all day long about what a tragedy it is and everything?
They're trying to cover their ass and distance themselves from it. It's like what Professor Wong said.
Into, you know, freaking retooling camps and has their bathroom marked off for transgender people and all this crap. Now they're freaking posting, what a shame, what a terror, what a, oh,
correct me if I'm wrong, but within the next couple of days, isn't Trump supposed to make a major announcement about the Clintons? He's got some kind of revelation he's going to do?
Well, you know, the conspiracy book that got published about Hillary
and
Bill, it really is. It's all supposition and innuendo. And he's using that as a format to make a speech against Hillary. So that's what he's supposed to do on Monday. Already, because of this tragedy, and, you know, when things like this happen and it rolls out, you just never know what the president's going to have to be doing in the next few days. So he and Hillary were supposed to be together right up near you there, Jack, in Wisconsin, and they've already postponed that. So, it's going to make.
Trump is going to try and turn this in his own favor. He's going to try and turn it into an anti-Muslim rant, and that he was right, like he's been doing already. But you know, I don't think enough people are going to buy it because it is absolute bullshit. There's no evidence whatsoever that this guy did an ideological act. He just did an act of a blatant madman, like the same goof at Sandy Hook did, killing all those children. This guy was a goofball from the word go.
Well, you know,
a narcissistic, a wife abusing bastard is what he was.
And the thing is that there's people on that Sandy Hook that was all staged by the media. That never really happened. And now they're even attacking the mothers of the children.
Those people are really sick.
Saying, you're just spreading lies. That never happened.
Those people are really, that's NRA inspired, those evil bastards.
Well, the thing is there's people out there that will, they look
really
for anything
believe.
To, they're hateful people.
You know who Alex Jones is, right, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
This is who Trump thinks comes up with the good stuff. He follows Alex Jones. I mean, my God.
That figures.
I mean, the next thing he'll be saying is that it's, you know, it's all about he needs to raise money in the from Americans because he needs to stop the awful program of what is it? Oh, Jesus, what is it, that bullshit about the clouds and geoengineering?
Oh, yeah, it's the vapor clouds that's poisoning us and mining gold and shit.
It's the moisture condensation
from extremely hot tungsten steel blades.
It's called chemtrails from chemical engineering.
That's what they call it.
And it's really, and listen, that's my bailiwick. A lot of those folks are in my crew, you know, within the New Age movement, if you will. And it's like, are you guys for real? Really? And I catch hell from a lot of my homeopathic doctors and stuff, and even my kid sister, who is a certified Chinese herbalist and an acupuncturist. And she's a well-educated young woman, she's a well-educated middle-aged woman. And she basically will start giving me crap about she's quasi-anti-vax. And I'm like, are you kidding me? She said, not for what we know works, but they give them, and she's right. They give these children vaccinations in multiple, but we never got it that way, guys. We got one that time and another one that time.
Right.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the way it should be done. But the children for the last 20 years have been getting these monster vaccines.
Well, here you go. It's profit driven by the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies. They want the quickest and cheapest way to do it. And that's what they're going for. It's goddamn profits all over again.
Yep. And that point of it I see. But anti-vaxxing, you know, not doing it at all, and also saying that it's responsible for autism
matter of fact, the doctor in England that came up and had that link, he was so shamefully disproven and admonished for even bringing that up and saying he had scientific fact of that basically he was, for lack of a better term, disbarred from the medical community and being able to practice medicine.
But that won't stop
Michelle Bachmann and these other idiots from quoting him.
Well,
you know, glad she's receded into the past.
Do you know that Chris Hayes, or not Chris Hayes, Chris Matthews, who I've really been watching because he's been really putting the candidates through the hoops did you see that interview he did with Trump? He nailed him. He's the one who got Trump to say, oh, women have to be punished, for abortions. And
He doesn't let them wiggle away. He nails them down.
He gave Jeff Weaver for the last month. He's been giving Jeff Weaver a real hard time, especially about tax returns. But Matthews has been really funny. But now I forget what I was going to tell you. Hey, don't you love these little senior moments?
Senor, not another one of those Mexicans. Trump,
that's right.
Build that wall, Donald.
Moment man, that's right. Who is this
good
moment
God.
Man?
Pretty
good, Jack.
Oh, boy. That was funny.
Jack's born a pretty face. He comes up with some good ones once in a while.
We've got to have some levity once in a while. We're way too serious. Especially in this time of absolute, utter craziness with the guns and shit, you know.
You know, I got to tell you, as a Floridian, today I was watching just before I started coming out here to get the website up and everything, give it another try, as they say. And I watched Marco Rubio on local television, and he's standing there and he's blaming Islamic terrorism.
Oh, an absolute idiot.
it says he and his party are against, you know, all of the radical jihadism and mm-hmm. radical Islamic terrorists and stuff. And this is the crowd that is, you know, he's saying, you know, we stand with the LGBT community and all this. And I'm thinking,
if anything, they've been whipping up the homophobic aspects of the whole damn campaign.
Yeah.
Why don't people mind their own damn business and quit worrying about who's doing what to who in what bedroom? Who gives a goddamn? It's insane. Who the hell cares?
One thing before we leave the air tonight, we got like 5 more minutes, and we usually give the end of the show back. But I wanted to say that I watched earlier today, I watched Bill Maher's Real Time. And he had Barbara Boxer on and a few others. But he made a comment. He's so fickle. He's very pro Hillary, but you know he's been a great fan and he really likes Bernie Sanders.
He made
I think this is a quote worth putting out there. He said that, you know, you heard that Bernie met earlier this week with President Obama. He said,
right,
quoting him, 2 minutes after Bernie left the White House, Obama endorsed Hillary Clinton.
I can just see him saying that.
He said, like, don't let the White House date hit you on the ass as you're leaving.
That's typical, yeah. Bernie has made a positive difference in this campaign.
Absolutely.
And it's good for the Democratic Party, and it's good for our country to get us back on track and away from this Reaganist bullshit of the government is bad. Wait till you see my next post on Thursday. It's my 2016 Head and Heart Award, and it is an absolute rebuttal to this Reaganistic nonsense. There is good government out there, and this is a good example of it, and you'll see it, folks, at the Saturday Afternoon Post.
There you go.
I wanted to also say too that I am really a positive supporter of the two woman ticket. I'd really like to see
Elizabeth
Warren.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Minnesota senator, but I'd really like to see Elizabeth Warren on there because
she would balance it out and would keep Hillary from drifting back rightward. That'd be good.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
but I'd hate to lose that seat to a Republican.
Huh?
I'd hate to lose that Senate seat to a Republican. So we'll just have to see what happens.
They don't have to. She can accept the nomination she can run with Hillary, and they can say she's not going to accept the nomination until the day, I think it's election day. And the day before election, she can accept the nomination and she can resign and have the Democrat candidate for her seat already, you know, already running and willing to under election. So even if she didn't do that, it would only be a few months that a Republican.
Well,
but
I just don't want to see Scott Brown back in the Senate. That guy's a weasel.
He'd never get back in. He doesn't even live in the state anymore. You know, he lives someplace else.
Oh, he'd move back in a hurry if he found out she was getting the nomination.
He's
an opportunistic little bastard.
We've got 1 minute left. So I want to thank you both for being here this weekend.
Thank you, Glenn, for being on.
I
won't be with you next weekend on Father's Day.
I want to wish everybody
a happy Father's Day.
And go ahead and sign us off, Jack. Thank you, Wayne, for being with
us. My pleasure. Always my pleasure.
everybody, just keep pushing forward. That's all I can say. Keep pushing forward. Visit the Saturday afternoon post this week, and especially on Thursday when the new post will hit, and you'll find out who is the award winner of the 2016 Head and Heart Award.
It's always good reading, folks. I can vouch for him.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
And for
me, Mind and Tongue? Yes.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. And for me, Mind and Times of F. Wayne Johnson. You'll read about back in 2005, I told Jack Kemp and warned him about embracing the right-wing nut jobs and giving them a validifying voice in the Republican Party. Now, my projections that I told him back then are coming true.
And that's good reading, too, so be sure to check it out.
Thank you, gentlemen. We're done. We're going off the air right now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great week, everybody. Keep pushing forward.